6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. And the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Hello. Happy Thursday, everybody.
What is happening?
How you doing? How you feeling?
Feeling fantastic. It's a Thursday. The week's flying on through. We're almost there.
Yeah.
3-day weekend on the horizon.
Feels like a Friday.
It does kind of have a Friday vibe to it. It's going to be 80 degrees today.
Yeah.
80 Thursday going into a 3-day weekend feels like a Friday.
It has vibes, yeah.
It's like,
definitely.
I bet a lot of people are taking tomorrow off of work.
I have a lot I need to get done.
Yeah, got a lot on the to-do list, the honey to-do list.
And there's a part of me that just wants to golf after the show.
Today or tomorrow?
Today.
Yeah, it's going to be 80. Yeah. I had the same thought earlier in the week when I'm looking at the weather. I'm like, 80 degrees on a Thursday or Friday?
Better than hot golf, man.
Hot golf is the best.
I love hot golf.
And 80 degrees so this time of year is hot golf.
Oh, like, it feels like 100 degrees and 80 degrees.
We're not built for this. I'm not ready for it quite yet. Mm. When I played, when that one day that it was like 90 and I played, it whooped my ass and it showed me I'm not quite ready for 90. I need my 80 rounds to get my body into shape for my 90 rounds that are coming later this summer.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
You got to ease your way into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a good day to golf. You can find a tee time.
I wanted to ask you a sports question to kind of lead the show today.
Fire off. That's what we do.
Because I didn't know if it's like really worth much of a segment, although it kind of morphs into a segment, I guess, in a roundabout way if I bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
What is it specifically you think where every football player involved in a car situation went to Georgia? Like, what are the statistical odds that every car-related story,
right,
sans a Rashee Rice in the National Football League, tends to lean, oh, he's a Georgia Bulldog?
Whether you're still there or not, whether you've moved on from your time in Athens or
where
not.
Where'd he get the ticket?
Right back in Georgia.
How is this possible?
I don't know. I don't know how it's possible to continue happening. It doesn't. It just blows your mind. Of like, what Kirby Smart is one of the best coaches
of all time.
In the modern era, yeah, to win, you know, multiple championships. And you got to win multiple games. It's not just winning a BCS game and that's it. He had to win multiple playoff games in order to do it. He won back-to-back national championships. Nobody questions his ability to instill culture, to put a good football team on the field. Like, none of that is an issue for him. Whatever he is doing when it comes to getting his current or former players to not be morons behind the wheel, you got to go back to the drawing board, Kirby, because whatever the message is, it's not working. I saw this yesterday, and it's one thing like, I don't know, I'm not like excusing 85 in a 55.
He was going 135 in a 70. He was going 65
double,
above the speed
nearly
limit.
Double the speed limit, Nolan Smith, back in Georgia, 135 miles an hour. Like, we've all been there on I-5 going, you know, you're running late or there's not
80.
A lot of cars.
I mean,
you're
going
80, you're going 85.
No,
like, we've all done that. And so to get that speeding ticket, you're like, oh, 80 in a 65 or 80. Well, all right, that's speeding. You're going to get a ticket. 135? What are you, a NASCAR driver?
I may or may not know somebody that every day that they've driven into 84, yeah, them and the collective traffic at, like, you know, 4:45 a.m., this person I know.
This person you've heard of.
Are going 70 to 75 collectively.
It could be anybody driving in on 84 every morning.
It's somebody I know.
Could be anybody.
And I'm not kidding. There's at least 5 cars I will count.
That are faster,
like,
than that person.
Weaving in and out of that person in the flow of traffic. And I'm like,
you're already going 20, or that person, I should say, my apologies, is already going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Hey, you know,
you're already moving at a good pace.
They're already going fast.
I'm already speeding.
That person is going 100 miles an hour at a minimum.
85's not fast enough for it. You're running that late for work. I'm not buying it.
But I want you to think about that for a second. Imagine you're going 70 miles an hour down the highway, which, I'd make an argument, Oregon is so old in what our speed limits are.
Yeah, we need to update
55s.
Yeah, everything should be 65.
Dude, as soon as we get to the great state of Washington up north, I see 70 and I go, we're going 75 now.
Push that pedal down.
But like, most of us going 70 at one point, I want you to imagine what you think 135 on that highway would look like passing you, because I'm telling you,
yeah,
I've seen people that I know going 75. And there will be somebody, but like, that ain't 135.
No.
That's like, oh, you're going 90.
That's 90-something.
You're going maybe 95.
You're going fast. You're going 90. And that still makes me feel uncomfortable when you whiz by me on the left lane.
135 is a crazy speed.
That's insane.
To be going down the highway at.
Never in my life, even in my dumbest days of youth and childhood, did I ever even have the desire to hit 135. Now, triple digits, you know, I think every kid.
Who hasn't wanted to see 100 on
You want to see it. You want to see it, say it. You hit it.
Then
you
let go and you slow way down.
You know, you dial it back a little bit, but you hit it, right? You hit your number and then you're done. 135? I don't even know if my truck could go 135 if I wanted to make it go 135.
Dude, we.
I've always thought about that with the speed thing on your car.
How much you can really get to it.
Why does it go all the way to 140?
Because I think it can go 130.
I mean, I know, but what's the need to drive 130? Let's put restrictor plates on these things, man. It's a problem here.
We clearly have an issue
in Athens, Georgia. There's no need to drive 130 miles an hour. Give me any reason.
There is no reason.
There is no reason.
I mean, unless you're in a race.
Sure. I ain't racing to Toyota Tacoma.
In the public?
My old Honda Civic? What, am I getting a drag race in that thing?
So in like 2005, I had a Toyota Tacoma, but like a small lowered version of it, a 92.
Right.
It's still, to the day, like, it's the only car regret of my entire life is giving away that truck.
Not holding on to that.
Just the dumbest trade of all time.
Yeah.
Anyways, I road tripped down to L.A. with that car. And if you've ever driven from Portland to Los Angeles not going 101, just going I-5, right. It's one of the worst drives to exist.
It's horrible.
There's nothing. You're driving through, like, Fresno, and there's just crap.
Yes.
There's nothing there.
It's a straight shot. There's no movement.
I had a stretch where it was like you could see miles ahead, and there's nobody on the road. And I'm
not
like,
a single
I'm
going to
open this up. Yeah. Stick shift. I put it in fifth, and I went. And we got to about 104, and my truck started shaking. And I was like, okay, 100. I went 104.
Okay,
and
I got it.
We slowed down, went to the right lane.
That shaking feeling is so uncomfortable.
Your car is like, stop. I can't do it anymore.
Because the only car you could do it with back in the day when you actually want to go 100 miles an hour is usually some piece of junk that you were handed down or you bought. It's not something that's built for speed, right? I don't have my
it's built for comfort.
My 1998 Honda Civic that I was driving in high school, I don't know if it was built to go 100 miles an hour, and it felt like the doors were going to fall off when we did it. Like, this car was not built for doing this at all. I saw that yesterday, Nolan Smith doing that, and of course he's back in Georgia, and I just like, dude, what is the legal ramification for going 135?
Well, you get legitimately arrested 100 miles an hour and get caught. I've heard you get arrested.
Like, that should not be like we're pulling you over. And
no, he's got a mugshot. It's out there.
Okay, the mugshot is there. He got taken. I just saw the headline. Yes. I didn't read the details on what the law enforcement was doing with
him. Speeding and reckless driving. He got arrested, Nolan Smith Jr., in Twiggs County, Georgia.
Down there in Twiggs County.
And he was going 135 and a 70 at 10:41. It's one thing to do it even in the day.
Yes.
Dude, imagine just a deer. It's just like, I'm going to cross the road right now.
No. Hell no, you ain't crossing
that road. You're dead. The deer's all over the place. What are you doing?
At least you got dinner with you. Take a leg on your way home.
I don't know what that is, man, but there is something
odd
about that university specifically and their players it's like, we get into cars, we don't know how to act.
How is it possible? How?
I don't know.
How have you not gotten a message through? How is somebody in that locker room? Have you not been like, you know, I did also have the need for speed, but because so many of my other teammates already got in trouble, I'm going to curtail my need for speed. I'm just going to keep it within the bounds. How about we go 75 and a 65? How about we roll that one out there? Is that possible?
I'm going to put a poll question.
This was a 70-mile-an-hour, by the way, zone, too, that he got pulled over in. So it was a 70-mile-an-hour zone, which
65 over. Dude.
All you know, highways should be 70, not 55 or 65. Let's bump that speed up a little bit so we don't get speeding tickets. Like, it's already higher than most of our highways to begin with.
Poll question up early in the 6 a.m. hour. Have you ever driven 120 miles per hour or higher on a freeway?
Ooh, that's a good one. Right out of the gate. I like that.
I'll tell you this.
Nah, yeah, maybe 101's the most I ever clocked, and that was it. I'm done.
There is.
I also want to know where. Driving 120 plus. Like, if you're driving 120 plus here.
There's stretches on I-5, dude. I will take you to areas of I-5 where nobody.
When you get down through Southern Oregon and into Northern California.
Yep. Okay, I understand that. Like, even like, or Idaho and Utah where the speed limit's up to like 90. That's where I've like scraped the triple digits.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to picture that here, and that's just like
going
well,
down 26.
Imagine 84 going 120.
Yeah. I don't want to imagine that.
The corner stretch of I-5.
I don't think you're going to survive it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Let's not put our lives in jeopardy this morning.
You
everybody.
Ever been in a car? I don't know if you guys have experienced this. I've had multiple people and times in my life where I look back now and I just like think. Whoever is out there running the simulation we live in.
Too many times to count.
That, like, I'm the passenger in the person going and driving irresponsibly. And I'm like, I'm kind of.
I'm lucky.
And I also was a bit of a bee in the moment of like, dude, stop. Slow down. You ever been that person? I've been that person twice.
Yeah.
First time I was in a car, a kid I went to high school with, he got a Camaro.
Like a new Camaro?
No, like an old school.
Like, picked up an old school Camaro.
Badass Camaro. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That was his car, and we would go off campus to get lunch, and I'll never forget it. It was over by Rocky Butte. We somehow ended up over there. I don't know how.
We're at lunchtime. We're not making fifth period today.
But if you've ever been over there, there's like, it's a little hilly, and we're in the neighborhood residential area, and he's going 60 blind down a hill. And you know, it's like a 25 zone.
Yeah, it's a neighborhood, dude.
And it's a Camaro, so there's a little oomph to that car. And
yes,
I'm just like, yo!
Dude, let's not do this.
And then in college, I had a kid that, you know, he was really into the Fast and Furious. And his Honda Civic.
Did he have a spoiler?
He would want, let's go to Eugene, go to the mall. And I'd be like, okay. Why? So we go to Eugene, we go to the mall. I don't know, it was
the
Eugene
Mall.
Corvallis was tiny, dude. Yeah, it was nothing.
I get it.
So I'd be like, okay. So we get on there. Oh, man. Let me show you how Vin Diesel I am. Is that one 10? Slow down.
I'm uncomfortable right now.
And I just in the back seat, like, I'm definitely dying if this hits anything.
You
it's over.
They, you know what I think they say? I think your frontal cortex of your brain, if that's the correct phrasing of it, at 6:12 in the morning, I think it grew and processed earlier than other people, that you understood consequences to your actions.
Man.
Because that's a sign of maturity, to be like, no. Like, when I was in high school, I was mainly the guy that's like, whatever, dude, you don't think about it, and then you look back and days later and you're like, thank God nothing happened there. God, I was an absolute idiot. It's one of those, like, if the people responsible before you knew what you were actually doing when you were out and about, they'd be terrified and mortified of your activity and your actions on the weekend. And then the older you get, you're like, why would I do that? Why would I put my life and other people's life at risk just to feel the need for speed? I'm okay, man. Why don't you quiet your muffler down? Let's go 75. Yeah. Everybody get to point A to point B safe and alive, and then we'll move on with our days.
Dude, there's nothing funnier than me thinking about, like, I'm now the guy that's like, well, let's put our life jackets on before we get in this boat.
Right. You got a little yellow guy that you keep in your garage that you put out in your the middle of the street when your kids are playing. Hey, kids playing around here.
I've seen a couple cars, but I have not become that guy.
Yeah.
I don't have the yellow man.
You don't have
with
the yellow
flag
man for the street.
Slow down, there are kids playing in this neighborhood. I've had the thought, but I'm always telling my kids, just stay out of the road. There's too many stupid trucks and cars.
Yeah.
Just because we live in the driveway, the front end, so they bomb down. I always love the people in a residential neighborhood. They turn into a neighborhood. The beginning of that neighborhood stands no chance to your speed.
No.
We're going 55. I've come down the hill. I'm in your neighborhood.
Just turned off of a highway.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, oh, now I'm near my house. Now I'm going to drive accordingly. It's like, thank you. Thank you for thinking of all of us in this process.
My nearby neighbors will see that I'm only going 17 miles an hour. Needless to they know that about four blocks ago, I was going 48 through this neighborhood.
I feel like there is a checkbox to get into the University of Georgia as a football player. Do you know how to drive a car? No. How fast do you want to go? Fastest I can.
It's super fast.
Will you promise to get a ticket at some point being a Bulldog? Hell yeah.
It's about our culture, man.
Those are the three check boxes Kirby Smart and the Georgia football program need you to check.
Every time you're on a recruiting visit, they just ask you one simple question. Do you have a need? A need for speed.
I mean, just nuts.
135.
What would this? I'm asking.
I'd pee
sincerely.
My pants. If I was in a car and somebody started driving 135, I'd probably pee my pants.
I've always wanted
depends
to go
on the
like,
kind of car. I
if
guess.
I was in a NASCAR on a track,
that's totally different.
That's a much different
yes,
situation.
You're supposed to go that fast.
Yes.
Like if you do one of those, like, hey, there's a NASCAR race coming to Portland. You want the disc jockey to come jump in the car? And you sit alongside the driver. Like totally different.
Even then, 130 for those cars,
I'm still feeling uncomfortable.
They're not always going 130. No. A lot of people don't realize sometimes they're going like 110.
Yeah.
120.
Nolan Smith winning a NASCAR race.
He's blowing past NASCAR races.
This guy in Daytona, man. Was it a straight shot? Was he making turns?
Well, so we talked about, and I think rightfully so, made fun of your institution for suing for $10,000.
Yes, okay? we're being a little petty. A little petty over a kid transferring. Give us our 10 grand. Plus, hey, don't forget, plus interest.
We need that $2,500
interest. The interest over the last year.
What is the conversation if this is Oregon?
Active
players, former players.
Constantly
in the headlines for this reason.
I don't know. You would run out of things to say.
I don't even know how there's an excuse you could make.
There's not. And every time Lanning would talk, I'm sure he would have to answer a question on it. I don't know if Kirby's in that spot down in Athens. Like every time he does an interview, is somebody like, dude, why do you continue to have players arrested for speeding and driving too fast? Or now former players who are back in town. I feel like if it was here, this would be a big deal, and we wouldn't be talking about it every day. But every time something would happen,
if it kept popping up,
it would dominate the headlines, yes. And it would be a topic of like. How are you not getting this under control?
Idiots.
What are you saying to your team? Clearly, it's going in one ear out the other.
Absolute idiots. Did we get butt cracked last night on the internet?
Mm.
So we'll get into all the Spurs Thunder dealings. The flopping continues, but, you know, they at least won the game, so now we got ourselves a series.
We do.
Did Carter Bryant really use a public restroom, or was that an OKC?
I don't know.
Staffer/fan. I'm very confused. The internet told me yesterday Carter Bryant was taking a piss mid-game in his full uniform.
We actually don't know. We don't know what he was doing. We just see him walking out of the bathroom to wash his hands.
He goes to wash his hands.
Okay. Well, it could have been pooping. I'm saying. You don't know if he was peeing or pooping.
Whatever. It looks like it's a urinal, but you're missing
I guess touche. It does kind of look like he's coming from the urinal
side. Did he use a public restroom in the arena during the game? That's all I want to know. Was this real?
It looks real. The videos I've seen, it's like on loop 8 million times. Some guy's in there filming him walking out. He goes over to the sink to wash his hands.
Yes.
There's an OKC fan. They were wearing their white jerseys last night.
He's in his full uniform.
Full uniform. He's got his, like, you know, shoes on, so it's not like it's a pregame or a, you know, this is allegedly in the middle of the game.
He's kind of hurrying.
He's rushing.
He's kind of rushing.
I also, there's a little bit of that, like, if the game is actually going on, do we have time to wash our hands?
Yeah, you have to wash your
hands. You have to wash your hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, do you want to be a Larry Krystowiak?
I'm just saying, if it's the middle of the third quarter, we're trying to, Castle goes down last night with a hand, like, dude, we need you. We need you back in the game. That's 30 seconds I don't have right now.
What I love is, I love when people have stories of famous people, celebrities, or athletes or coaches that they've experienced in their lives, like off the beaten path ones. Like, it's one thing to tell me, you know, one time I met Jerry Rice, and I'm like, that's cool, man.
That's
Jerry Rice,
cool.
I've always wanted to meet Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
It's another for me to tell you that one time during an Oregon State men's basketball game against Utah, I had to run to the restroom down in the bowels of Gill during halftime, and I was taking a whiz. And who stumbles upon next to me? Larry Krystowiak, the head coach of Utah men's basketball.
What's up, Larry?
Takes a piss, says what's up, walks straight out, didn't wash his hands.
What time of the game are we talking
here? This is halftime.
Halftime, okay.
I just kept thinking the whole time, you're going to use your hands. You're going to touch other players in the second half. You didn't wash your hands?
I don't have time to waste.
Larry Krystowiak, not a hand washer using the urinal.
I don't have time for this nonsense, okay? We're in the middle of getting a Pac-10 dub right now, all right? Get out of my, or Pac-12 dub. Get out of my way, all right? I got a team to coach.
Those are the stories I live for.
I love to hear
the stories.
Who did Cooley tell us the other day he saw a famous his dad saw a famous quarterback not wash his hands?
Joe Theismann, famously not a hand washer. He's right. Also one of these, I'm just going to drop trowel, yeah. Take a piss, and get out of here.
I'm done. I've got my pee done. I don't need to wash my hands. Do you know who I am? I'm not doing this. And I love that that now becomes a story in the family forever. That family will forever know of him as somebody who does not wash his hands after he takes a pee. It's honestly one of the main moments of joy that you get, like, covering an Oregon football game in the press box. I don't have it as much with broadcasters anymore, but, like, back in the day, walking into the urinal at halftime or at the end of the first quarter.
Because it's a shared restroom.
And Brent Musburger's in there taking a piss next to you, like, what's up, Brent? How we doing? Like, it was the craziest thing. It got one of those pinch yourself moments, man. You are looking live at Brent Musburger taking a leak.
You imagine a thing where a media member's awkwardly staring over as he's pissing because it's Brent Musburger.
It's Brent Musburger.
Feels you looking, turns over as he's whizzing. You are looking live.
Nobody will ever believe this. Yeah. Nobody will ever believe this story.
The famous Bill Murray story that's not true.
No, completely
Eat
made
your
up.
Fries. Nobody will ever believe
Maybe
you.
The longer I go in this industry, that story will become that. Yeah. You know what Brent told me when he was taking a leak? You are looking live. I was right there next to him. I am, Brent. I'm looking live at you, buddy.
All right. Well, we'll
don't
find
go
out.
135 on your way into work today. How about that?
Don't go 135.
Let's cap it at 80 today, guys. All right. Keep it under control.
And wash your hands if you're going to the bathroom. All right. Also, wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
Gregory Oden told us that.
He will always remind you of that.
We have a lot to get to today. It's a busy little Thursday morning. Let's start with OKC in San Antonio. We got an even series. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan. Hey, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. We got a Magic Hat Thursday. I got some audio for the old Magic Hat today.
Look at you.
One that I think you, I, and every teacher in the world will enjoy.
Mm. Somebody said, we're getting, by the way, miles per hour texted in. One person said, I'm doing 55 right now. I'm banning on my way to I-5. First off,
you're
a bastard.
Yeah.
Second, good for you. 55. Take 10 and 2. Okay, keep that thing under control. You got 18 holes ahead of you. Let's not ruin this trip, all right?
Yeah.
Stay responsible.
If Dirt ever gets remarried, he marries like a Lauren Shahadi. I'm going to be like, oh, congrats. Hey, I hate you.
You bitch.
That's that guy driving to Bannon. Congratulations on the golf. We get
you
it.
You just had to put that in. You couldn't just say, I'm going 55 on I-5 right now. You had to throw in that you're going to Bannon, dude.
Life is so awesome.
And it's
going to
be 80 degrees down there, I'm sure, today. God, you're a bastard.
11 a.m. tee time at Pack Dunes. Get out of here.
We got. Yeah. I once did 150 going over the Glen Jackson Bridge. One of the dumbest things ever.
Whoa, Glen Jackson.
Yeah, that's
boy 150 over dude, Glen Jackson.
No, thank you. Somebody made it to a Blazer game from Central Point in Southern Oregon easily under 3 hours. We had to wait a half hour to tell folks we made it to the game because we got there so quickly. 140 over 101 here in Oregon. Dumb teenager, fast car.
Yeah.
P1 corn dog. I did 137 on the back roads of Iowa.
Oh, the back.
Another
roads.
One 125 over the Glen Jackson.
Wow.
Somebody said they did 110 on 84 West on the way to prom like an idiot.
84 West is a pretty good stretch, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. I mean, once you get out there far enough.
Well, I guess it'd be 84. They mean 84 East, right?
Wow.
Towards Mount Hood?
Yes, I would assume so.
Not West, because West would be
unless he's coming from Mount Hood to Portland and he's going west on 84.
Well, yeah.
Same stretch.
Yeah,
you're just
right.
going
you
in
go
the opposite
way,
direction.
Right. Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty nuts. Somebody tweeted us, said 123 miles per hour, 97 in Montana using a BMW. Got pulled over at 119. Cop said, you know, that whole no speed limit thing's not really a thing here. The cop then gave him this, and I love this. The cop then said, you can drive to the nearest town and pay this ticket. He can just pay me cash. And he said, I gave him $70 cash. I believe that's called a bribe.
I believe that's called illegal.
But as somebody who has gone through Vietnam customs,
yeah.
Let me tell you right now.
There's no rules, dude.
You got something dicey in your bag going through Vietnam? Let me tell you how to get out of it. Hand them money. They literally won't care.
They don't give a rip.
I watched them yank 3 suitcases in line at customs. And they basically pulled somebody out, and you could tell this was something very serious.
Right.
The guy basically took this person to the side. She then proceeds to dip into the pocket, hand him a wad of cash. He then signals his hand, they're good.
Over here.
Clear through. They're good.
Yep.
Because those guys don't make any money.
No,
they work for the government. And so it's like, oh, I'm going to make some real, real money here letting them get through customs.
I always think about
that,
like,
get through Vietnam.
If you were a cop back in the day in, like, New York in the 1950s, do you think you would have been on the take? You think a mob guy comes up to you and says, hey, I need you to look the other way on this?
I think you could go back as far as, like,
there was
80s.
Yeah, I know. You could definitely go more recent than that.
90s. I mean, there was just no, how would you prove any of this?
I know. It's so easy to say that I
now
wouldn't do that.
Now there's cams everywhere.
Well, your body camera's on everywhere you go.
Tracing things.
Well, like, we need our cops act responsibly. What the hell happened to this country, all right? Come on, man. Back in the day, though, when there was no way to track it, any way, shape, or form, it would have been really hard to say no to that cash.
I like P1 Shane giving us the make and model of the car, the 1990 Nissan long bed pickup with no weight in the back, bald tires trying to cap triple digits.
Bald tires. It is a miracle. This is one of my
we
biggest
fears.
We should
all
fears.
Be dead.
Yes. Now being a parent, dead. All I'm thinking about is what kind of dumb stuff is this kid going to get into 15 years from now?
I would say...
my life is going to be hell.
In many ways, because I hear it a lot as a dad of two daughters, right? The dream for every parent, I think going in is usually you hear like the boy and the girl.
Yeah, right? you get one of each.
You're going to get the exact opposite of me. You're going to have the two boys.
I double dip the chip.
And... while your masculinity is super happy about this.
Well, farts in the house.
We
great.
Don't pump girls out of this body. You're going to pay the consequences of this.
You think that's what I was saying afterwards?
I think there's a part of you tiger fist pumping like, we don't produce girls.
Those are my swimmers. Yeah.
I think you are going to deal
rules.
With the repercussions of that at a much later date in a way that I will never have
You're
to.
You're going through it more now. The later stages will be far more enjoyable for you. Middle school age girls, I feel like, are hell. Middle school and early high school, things are going on. There's moodiness. There's just that's.
Well,
and,
I wouldn't
and your
say
dad,
I'm hell.
You're not mom.
Yeah, no.
You
look,
know.
There's an element of they
hell's
don't,
too strong of a word, sure. But
what they don't realize as a father in a house of all women. Because my baby's going to turn 10 tomorrow,
yes.
And I'm about 2 years away from all three.
Double digits, man.
Cycling.
Yeah.
There's a cycle.
It's called a cycle.
And what they don't realize, or maybe they do and they don't care, or I haven't admitted this to them because it's just not a comfortable topic to talk about in my house, so let me do it on the radio.
That's how we do it publicly.
There is a real sadness of how, super backseat I've become in my house.
Yeah, I get it.
Mom knows about all of what they're going through.
She
knows experienced it all.
The ins and outs. She's got it.
Her attitude and mannerisms are maybe a little more suited for what they're experiencing, whereas jovial little dad, that's okay. You're still beautiful. Shut the F up. And there's a real sadness of me in the garage.
Just kicked out of the house again. All right.
I'm exercising, but I'm not in there I'm lifting. I'm crying. She doesn't love me anymore.
My daughters don't need me.
That's me now exercising. So
But then I feel like there's a full circle. I don't know what age it happens with girls, but I definitely feel like there's a full circle moment when it comes back around.
Oh, I think that
I don't
will
know
be
if that's college. I don't know if that's after college, but by the time you hit that age and you get over these hurdles, then you're right back in the forefront. Then dad's the hero again.
You're not wrong, but I still have my moments of circling back, right? I know that maybe when they're in their young 20s or 30s, if I'm still alive, that's when we reconnect over in some ways, right?
Right.
But my oldest is now diving into old television shows. Mm-hmm. Do you know what show we just started?
Oh, what'd you jump into?
Maybe a little more so than mom. Dad more suited for this one. The OC.
Oh, she's watching The OC with you.
We watched episode one.
She's into it?
I don't know. I can't get the read yet. She's going to watch it.
Okay.
I had forgotten how truly awful some of the acting in that show
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I wasn't as aware of it in the moment, and now I'm watching, I'm like, ooh.
Because what years did The OC come out?
02, 03, 04, 05-ish.
Dude, all you're thinking about 2000s. Are other hot girls in the show. I mean, when you're watching it originally when it comes out, you got a lot of hots on the same screen. That's all you're thinking about.
It's a little cringy, the acting in that show. At least in episode one, it was.
Still 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. Still holds up.
I'm still
going to
cape up for it.
Still standing.
I'm still telling her, keep watching. It's a good show.
You'll get through it.
I promise.
At least you have those bonding moments occasionally.
Those are my moments, yeah.
Being in the backseat. And hockey. You got the hockey, too. Get yourself a hockey jersey. Let's go.
She wasn't so much into the
you
want to
watch that one last
night.
Night. She's just into the Canadian series.
Maybe she's just a Canadian thing.
That's okay. Starts tonight. Eastern Conference. Our guy Tommy Two Nickels is going for an Eastern Conference Finals win.
I don't know if he can afford to win that conference.
No.
We'll have to wait and see.
They're not gonna be able to travel to Montreal.
No.
They're just gonna forfeit the road games.
Well, they've extended out the series because they gotta walk.
Yeah.
Tough. Gotta hitchhike.
We'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Maybe they need Nolan Smith to pick them up hitchhiking so they can get there in time.
Now we're there quickly. All of a sudden, the series is going to stay on schedule.
Speaking of staying on schedule, how about Oklahoma City, San Antonio?
Hey, hell of a game last night.
You know what's crazy is that ended up being a pretty good basketball game.
Yeah.
San Antonio nearly came back and won it.
They kept flirting with it. They would be like, oh, we're back down to 5, back down to 6.
It wasn't like they were down 20.
No.
They kept it pretty comfortably close. And yet, you don't have the same takeaway, even though we got what we needed. We had a split series. We might get a 7-gamer out of this thing.
Very well could. I think we will.
Which is great, but the game one win, maybe it's because they were the road team, they're the young baby team, and they got Wemby, but something about Oklahoma City winning versus San Antonio winning, I didn't come in as like
jacked about it.
Not as jacked about it. I'm still pumped they won because I want a great series, and I thought it was a really good basketball game.
Right.
But yeah, the Wemby takeover alien game felt much different than game two.
It definitely did, and it's also hard to like live up to the, when you have a game like that in game one of the conference finals, no matter what you do or how good or bad the next game is going to be, unless it's a three overtime game, it's not going to live up to the standard of game one. So last night was a good, like if last night would have been game one.
Yeah, they cut it within three multiple times.
We would have been like,
dude, fourth.
That's a great start to the Western Conference Finals. It wasn't a blowout. It was back and forth. It kept you know, tuned in until the final minute of the game or whatever when they finally pulled the plug. Like, that was a solid basketball game. It just isn't going to hold up to the standard of game one because that's one of the best playoff games we've seen in a long time. Feels weird saying this. I think I've reached the conclusion, and I'm not happy about this. I still prefer the Meteor between the two options because I'd like to blow them both up and not have one of them win a championship. But I feel like I've reached the conclusion that I'm not rooting for San Antonio. And it makes me feel dirty saying it. I'm not happy about that, but I feel like that's the team I'm going to root for the rest of the series. Primarily because I just like watching. The idea of watching Wemby in an NBA Finals is more exciting to me than watching SGA go for another one. So for that reason, I think I'm rooting for San Antonio.
I think the way that,
the uniqueness of him, we've never seen it before.
I think I enjoy just watching them collectively. Like,
yes.
They lost Dylan Harper last night to a hamstring injury. That's going to be potentially a big deal.
Yeah, what's the update on that? Have they said anything in the aftermath?
All I saw was that he ended up leaving with the hamstring. He came back because they thought he had to shoot free throws to stay in the game.
Right, he walked back out on the floor and then left again.
Let me see what Mitch Johnson said, because I admittedly don't watch a lot of the podium stuff.
You're not watching the post-game press conference?
I mean, I come back in the morning and see the audio, but I hadn't seen an update.
Yeah, I didn't know if they knew if it was
going to
be.
He just didn't come back. I'll see if there's a Spurs.
I mean, now
that
you
here.
Desperately need De'Aaron Fox back for game three, if you're not going to have Harper. They had who was their little guard that they were playing last night? The little guy. He hit 1-3 in a moment, and I'm like, I've never seen this guy in my life. Little ballpoint guard running around out there. They haven't had to go this deep in a bench in quite some time.
Oh, McLaughlin,
is
right?
Is it McLaughlin?
I think it's McLaughlin.
Little tiny bald guy. Yeah, Jordan McLaughlin, number zero. He knocked out a three, though. He's been in the
league for a while.
Yeah, he's 30 years old.
He's kind of a role guy. He used to play for Minnesota.
Okay, all right. I didn't recognize him at all.
Let's see.
Harper will undergo an MRI today.
Yeah, so it's kind of undetermined.
And so we'll probably find out later today.
That just sucks. You don't want injuries to impact the series.
Thursday or Friday.
Friday, yeah. It's also one of those weird ones, too. I was thinking, looking at the schedule, they play Friday, Sunday. We're off on Monday. It's just weird. Like, we're going to do a show tomorrow, preview game three, and then that series is going to have a very different feel potentially.
A very odd
by
feel.
The time the next time we do a show.
No doubt about it. So they tied the series at 1-1. Let's get to the SGA had a weird comment in the post game. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, he did.
And the uniqueness of something in this series. We'll tell you what that is. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan. Hey, welcome back in. You know what? I have a special treat for everybody, all involved here. Brandon over there, who's filling in for Schultzy, who's filling in for Swag. Dirt over there.
Walked in, I'm like, that doesn't look like Schultzy today. What happened?
I'm not going to lie. I walked in. I was like, Schultz is black. What about that?
am I dreaming right now?
I was like, all right, we got more Brandon.
Am I supposed to be here right now?
Well, it's awkward.
Your own butt.
I always tell him goodbye when I know I'm not going to see him the next
day. Now you got a double goodbye.
Yeah.
Is there anything worse than that?
I forgot my keys. Sorry. Yeah, goodbye again.
I said see you later. Now I'm back. I hate when that happens at a bar. Or like there's like some group outing and you do the, all right, man, it was great seeing you. Have a good time.
Oh.
And then you say like the official, like our conversation has ended. You're going to walk that way. I'm going to walk this way.
Yeah.
And then like 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, by the way, it's great seeing you again. You know, you take care.
I've had the awkward moments the last couple events or things I've done. Like when we had a client party, I had another instance where I was talking with somebody. And in these moments, we have a conversation. Everything's great. We shake hands. We depart. But like at the client party, we're not departing.
No, you're just moving to a different conversation.
We ended up circling back, and I'm like,
good to see you again, man.
Hey, all right.
See you again.
One, I had a full-on conversation, and they went one way, and I went another, and somehow 10 minutes later, we're in the restroom, and I was like,
hey, you again.
Hey, man.
How's the last 20 minutes of your party been? It's still going good? Like, you still having a good time here?
I don't know what to do.
This is why I'm pro-Irish goodbye. Yeah. In every social setting I'm in, I don't say goodbye to people.
What's awkward to
I just leave.
It's like I love meeting like listeners.
Yes.
Like, wherever out in the wild.
Absolutely.
And it's like I've had really great experiences with it, but like the awkward ones will be if I meet them at my grocery store in the beginning of grocery shopping.
Because then you bump into them again like 3 hours.
10 minutes later, yeah. We're down at the pasta aisle and we're going the opposite way. And it's like
linguine, huh? You a big rigatoni guy over there? Huh? That's what kind of sauce putting on those noodles tonight, huh, buddy?
Bow tie noodles, huh? Really?
Looking up at the TV right now, the Multnomah County Fair kicks off, and they just got a guy in a luchador mask putting a news anchor in a headlock.
I have my luchador mask in my backpack.
You put it on. It's Multnomah County Fair.
Can we put it on?
Get into the spirit. What's the matter with you?
I put on luchador
mask.
You
check out the Multnomah County Fair this weekend?
Dude, if we're doing luchador masks on the Multnomah County Fair... I grew up in Multnomah County. I might have to put mine on.
How much does this fair cost? Can we take some of that money to pay for the Moda Center? Is that possible? No. I don't need a guy in a luchador mask.
No, actually, when you go to the Multnomah County Fair, I heard after you pay the entrance fee, they do a smiling tax. And every time you smile, you got to put a dollar in the bucket.
Toss me a nickel.
Oh, there we go.
Here we go. One penny at a time.
We'll get to what I was going to say. I teed up all of this and didn't even
pay it off.
I'm doing something at 7. I'm not at 7 a.m. going to yell for 20 minutes about Tom Dundon being cheap.
Why?
Well, I thought we could take a...
Why?
We can get to some of the stuff.
I want to yell about it again.
Some stuff came out yesterday. We could talk a little bit about it, but I don't want to do it for 20 minutes.
I'd like to scream about it again today. I've loved doing that every day.
I also think a lot more people are on our viewpoint of this.
I think so,
than
too.
The internet is telling other people.
Yes, which our viewpoint is, let's just wait and see
can
how this plays out.
Can we just calm down and stop yelling every
day?
That's
all that it is.
All it is.
Every headline does not have to be the worst headline ever seen by an owner in professional sports.
But I'm going to get to NFL stuff at 7.
Oh.
I think somebody stepped in a little bit.
Took me with a good time.
Or they're making you feel hopeful. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. So SGA and the Oklahoma City Thunder, they beat the Spurs last night. They tie the series. You may have noticed Isaiah Hartenstein.
Stein. Officially Stein.
Isaiah Hartenstein.
That's what they called him all night on the broadcast last night.
He was playing more last night. He ended up defending Wemby quite a bit. Now, Wemby had a good game, but Wemby didn't have a game one game, right? So his pretty good game, it almost is still enough. He had a remarkable play where he missed on the right.
Dude.
And just stretched his left out to tip it on the opposite side, and it went in, and I went,
how? What are we doing?
Also, let me ask you, as males, are you guys a believer in hand size revealing things or foot size revealing things? Or do you believe in it at all?
That's a good question. Don't they usually go hand in hand?
Is a large hand really indicative of a large?
I feel like it is.
Well, what about a foot?
But I haven't seen them all, so I can't answer that.
What about a foot?
I feel like if you have big hands, you have big feet. Does anybody have big hands and little feet?
I kind of do.
Or big feet and little hands?
Well, I don't think I have big feet.
Well, what size do you wear?
12, 12 and a half.
See, that's pretty normal for your size.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
You're over 6 foot.
Yeah, I'm 11 and a half. I'm 11 and a half and I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, so. I mean, I'm like an 11.
Mm.
10 and a half, 11.
All right.
5 foot nine. Was
just a foot bigger than you. No big deal.
I mean, you're taller than me. You should have bigger feet.
Well, all right. Well, I
got bigger hands than you.
Well.
You want to check out my hands? You want to go hand to hand? To answer your question, yes, I do think it does.
Oh, you do? How coincidental is that? I just asked because his hand on the tip, they showed it in slow-mo.
I mean, it's insanity, dude.
The fingers are, by themselves, the fingers are 9 inches
long. Did you see the dark?
I can't imagine what the top of the finger to the bottom of the hand is.
Yeah.
It's insane. But it was a remarkable play.
Did you see the Dark Knight Rises story about him yesterday? Did you read any of that?
Like, was it the Shaolin monk story?
His parents sending him to like train with monks, and he was like dribbling a basketball up the side of a mountain.
Yes,
like, dude, that's
for
the
like
Dark
three
Knight
and a half
Rises.
Miles.
It's Christian Bale right now.
That was his summer.
Liam Neeson's up there somewhere. He's gonna get left in that burning building.
He is
not so fast, my friend.
He's such a fascinating
yes,
thing to watch, and then like you read his story. Like he's been training to be an NBA player since he was 12.
I mean, how tall was he when he was 12?
I think he was like 6'4".
Yeah. Like
they were like, dude, you might be pretty tall.
If you're 6'4 when you're 12, I'm pulling you out of school.
He might have been taller than that at 12. I might be short-changing.
If Teddy Ballgame is 6'4 when he's 12, there's zero chance that happens. We're dropping out of school.
Oh, you're going to the IMG Academy.
We're dribbling basketballs every day.
You're going to Bishop Gorman.
This is all we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not here to study. I'm here to dribble.
You having like a 6'7" kid
would be wild.
Would
dude.
Be the funniest thing.
Be
you
very
would look like DeVito next to Schwarzenegger.
I would. Yeah.
Twins.
On the one side, I'd be happy about it, but there'd be 5% of me in the back of my mind like, this is bogus. Dude.
Five. You'd be the Cooper Manning of your family.
I totally would.
You would hate it. You've already admitted on air you think the lesser brother of a family.
Oh, he hates the other brothers.
So definitely you would Cooper have that
hates,
as the father.
Cooper hates Peyton and Eli. There's no way he doesn't.
Yeah, Cooper's kind of having a moment, though.
Did you see
with
his,
Arch and the kids?
He had a funny Instagram post the other day about him. He's in the trunk of the car.
Because he was with Arch's teammates.
He was driving Texas teammates around.
Yeah, I think Cooper's having a moment now.
I mean, he's doing fine now, but that wasn't easy 15 years ago.
Also, he's going to have the first kid drafted in the NFL of all the brothers.
Might be the number one overall pick next year.
Suck it, Eli and Peyton. Yeah. Although Peyton's kid looks like a stud.
Is Eli has kids, right?
Yeah, he's got younger kids, I think. So here is SGA. Hartenstein defends Wemby. Wemby has a little bit lesser of a game, and they ask SGA about the impact of his defense on Wemby.
You all made a pivot defensively, Hart on Wemby. What kind of impact did Isaiah have tonight?
I'm not sure if it was good, to be honest. Yeah.
Break that down for me.
Say again?
Break that down for me. Why was his impact not good?
It was all right. It was good. It was good.
Let me back out of that comment.
What was that?
How quickly?
Stupid or are you stupid?
How quickly in the locker room did he run up to him and go, hey, man, I said this. You're going to see it. I kind of meant more like us as a team, not so much you, but it comes off as you. You know you're my boy, and he's going to go, you're the MVP. You're right. I believe you.
You say whatever you want, man. It'll be all right. That was really weird, though. Really weird.
Really bizarre.
Because one of the takeaways I had watching the game, now I'm not the biggest ball knower on the planet. I totally acknowledge that. Was like, dude, he's actually kind of holding his own.
He's at least doing fine.
Like, he's at least a bigger body that can restrict Wemby's movement.
He's pushing Wemby a
like,
little bit more.
He's
than,
getting more physical with him. Like, Wemby just dominates Chet. Chet is unplayable almost.
Well, they don't
in
even
series.
Put Chet on him.
No,
they
because
put
there's
Caruso
no point
on him
to.
And Jalen Williams on him.
Right, because they have a better chance of stopping him. And so I thought Hartenstein had a really good game. Some of those little shot put shots that he was putting up, like, he had a nice impact. And then to see the star of the team afterwards and be like, nah, he didn't do anything. What?
So good.
I thought it was pretty good, Shay.
Swag comes back. How did Brandon do? Not good, to be honest with you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, actually, he did pretty good.
He did pretty good.
How's dirt as a coast? Not very good, to be honest with you.
Can't stand the guy.
Wait, I mean, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Can you give me a little more in-depth on
like
that?
Like hosting a show with him.
He's a great guy. Love working with him.
Loaded second hour. Kick it off with some NFL stuff. We'll have a local story to get to in the second hour. Magic Hat Thursday. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan.